The wayward sun, that's sun spelled S-U-N, runs on solar power. That means every day at sea can look a little different. Today, it's cloudy.
Today is actually a 3 or 4 knot day. In the rain, it might be a 2 or 3 knot day. But if we had plenty of sun, we'd go 5 or 6 knots. So it all depends on the sunshine, because we run only on sunshine.
This is David Borton. He and his son Alex have spent the last 3 weeks sailing north from Bellingham through the Inside Passage. After 20 days at sea, they made it to Ketchikan. Alex recorded a video to celebrate stepping on land again.
I'm in Alaska and I am on land. Look, there's my feet. There they are.
A solar-powered boat might not seem like the best option in the Pacific Northwest and Southeast Alaska, but despite the slowdowns that come with cloudier days, Borton still sees the benefits of solar power.
Most boats don't operate continuously. They stop at the dock for a while. You know, we're on a continuous cruise, so you're always ready to get in. There's no noise. There's no smell. You turn the key, and you're off.
Still, Borton said it has been a learning experience.
Okay. Now, I knew already that if you're running all on sunshine, you have to be aware of how much energy you get and how much energy you use. You got to keep a balance. Okay? I was aware of that. I've been doing that for years. Okay? But on this voyage, it really comes home, and you know, it's in front of you all the time.
Borton grew up rowing Adirondack guideboats in upstate New York. He eventually became a physicist. Solar-powered boats let him combine his love of physics with his love of sailing.
There was a time when I could not buy gasoline. And if you can imagine not being able to buy gasoline, that makes you look for other things, and so I got into solar energy.
Borton started out by building the boats himself, adding solar panels onto wooden boats. Then he and a marine architect worked on a 44-foot solar-powered boat. It's now used for tours in the Hudson River. Borton got a patent in December 2020.
You are 100% solar powered. All your food is solar energy. All the fresh water you drink was distilled by the sun. So, you know, why not boats?
Borton and Alex had the Wayward Sun built by Devlin Boat Builders in Olympia, Washington. On their way up to Petersburg, they stopped in Thorne Bay, where Borton once worked as a logger. Their ultimate destination is Glacier Bay. For now, I asked Borton where their next stop would be.
Oh, we never know, because we don't know how far we're going to get with the amount of sun we get.
Until they can set sail again, Borton said he'll keep enjoying Petersburg. His next destination in town was Coastal Cold Storage for a cup of seafood chowder. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.